is born out of frustration we have felt with regards to some policies of government that has to do with a hike in the fuel prices as the cost of the premium motor spirit petrol, as is known in Nigeria, and then a hike in electricity tariffs, amongst other pressured policies that we see impacting very negatively on the working people and their families. We have tried to get the government understanding that this is not the right time to do it, not under the challenge of COVID, not under the challenge of intense hopelessness that people are feeling as a result of economic pressure arising from lockdown and the different pressures of COVID. It's clearly not helpful in any form, because if governance is about people, then clearly this cannot be seen as a move to salvage the position of the people. So we were compelled to seek this means to get a reversal.
Some Nigerians and analysts are of the opinion that the ultimatum might not necessarily work because there wouldn't be a right time for such moves anyway. And they said it's unlikely the government will reverse its decision. What do you say to that?
We are putting out there the feelings of the people. There cannot be any other time to push across the feelings of the people. People were even a bit discomfited by the fact that they felt we had not taken action much earlier. Everybody is uncomfortable with the situation. Households are unable to sustain payments with regards to the electricity hike. The manufacturing sector is complaining bitterly because it might lead to closures in the alternative, job losses in the alternative, hikes in their products. And so clearly, people are suffering. So for the government, it's for them to think out of the box. You will be shocked that a country like Nigeria, that is one of the top-ranked crude oil-producing nations, does not refine a single barrel in the country. That is clearly unacceptable. It does not make sense.
Why are your members, as well as leadership of Nigeria's labor, displeased with the explanation given by the government that the price increase or the removal of subsidies that have led to this increase are unavoidable or inevitable?
Because we've been down this route before. It's a situation that has a history, and we have proffered solutions long before now. We have pleaded with them if our refineries were working, the issue of hikes will not arise. What they call deregulation is simply hike in prices of products. And these hikes have components that don't make sense. You are having components of international taxation for a product that ordinarily should be sourced locally. All manner of external components that have nothing to do with real production costs if this was being produced locally. So for us, this inefficiency does not make sense. How is it going to make sense to any right-thinking person that will have to continue to import products and then pay the cost of the inefficiency? You push the cost of the inefficiency to the ordinary people. It's clearly not acceptable. It does not make sense to any right-thinking person.
Are you going to continue to engage with the government to reverse its decision? And if officials refuse to abide by this ultimatum, what happens next? And do you think there's a way out of this problem at this time?
Yeah, clearly we are seeking dialogue. We don't want dialogue with the deaf. We don't want a dialogue that says, hey, we've done it, you can go to hell. No, that won't be dialogue. We're seeking dialogue that shows certainty that the government is determined to make our four existing refineries work. We're seeking dialogue that seeks to make the electricity product that is coming from the private sector reasonable. How do you explain where people estimate bills rather than have people, Nigerians are willing to pay for what they consume, but you cannot have government say they are committing over 1.5 trillion to a private sector driven initiative. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. We want to see a determination from government to do what is right. Because when what is right is done, we won't have the huge level of charges we're having right now.